Hi everyone, this is Maura Sweeney and welcome to episode 18 of the ABCs of Now. This is a special series of podcasts where we are going through the alphabet, starting from the end and moving back to the very beginning as we explore a letter and an associated word in each and every episode. This series is designed specifically for the now in which we're all experiencing. Whether you're living here in the United States or if you are anywhere else in the world, we are all going through seismic shifts. We can feel it, and those maybe that have yet to feel it soon will, as episodes, information, news, releases, reports that seem to be, oh my, happening ever more frequently and making people feel more and more ill at ease are coming before us daily. And the series is designed not to bring anybody down the path of fear or uncertainty, but to do just the reverse. It's to help bring others to a sense of inner peace and joy and expectation. The idea of finding our center, even as the world seems like it's shifting on its axis. So we've already gone through the first 17 episodes, and working backwards, I have been recently given the new word for today's episode 18. I is for the word identity. And I'm really excited to share this with you because you'll find that a lot of what's contained in it is so synergistic with just about everything I ever speak about, write about, or think about. I is for our identity. Now, I don't know about you, but have you ever had anyone tell you that you need to look yourself in the mirror? Have you ever had to be alone and be in perfect solitude, quiet, and have to look at yourself? Let's say look at your motives, consider who and what you have become in light of decisions maybe that you've made, the world in which you've lived in, and really have to decide if the person that you are looking at, let's say in the mirror, and who you are on the inside are one and the same. Oftentimes, if we ever do allow ourselves that rare opportunity, it can be a little bit daunting. And the reason why is that so much of who and what we think we are has been distorted. It's just not maybe who we pretend to believe we are. And that's why this word is so important. Now, getting back to this whole series of the ABCs of now and working backwards, the idea behind it is, as we are leaving behind the current world, or let's say the world in which we all were living in, the very institutions, ideas, people, personalities, concepts that we have adhered ourselves to, and maybe others that we said we didn't like, those things are very rapidly shaking. Some of them are decaying, corrupting. Some are getting exposed. Some are just showing the fact that they're not strong enough to make it through this cataclysmic time period and be still able to stand in the world that's ahead of us. Now, again, it could look like, gee, I don't know if I like what I'm going through. But I want you instead to see this as an exciting time, a time of new understanding, a time of new revelations for yourself, for the world in which you're living in, and also for the inner hope that you carry. So I want you to think about this entire series, and then more specifically today's episode, as, let's say, unraveling, undoing, and unwinding some of the things that we have attached to ourselves, wittingly or not, that really need to be looked at so that we could move forward into the world that's yet to come. So, as I always do, let me go through a definition. What exactly does identity mean? Well, in the sense that I want to look at it today, it's this. It's the set of characteristics by which a person is definitively recognizable or known. If you notice, I'm not talking about the color of your skin or your hair or how old you are, how tall you are, or even your education. I'm talking about your specific characteristics by which you're definitively recognizable. And I want you to think about that word, recognizable. Also, some other definitions for identity that jumped out at me are this, or these rather. It's distinguishing personality or character traits of an individual. And this one, the relation established by psychological identification. So do you see the word identity? We're really going inwardly. We're not so much looking at the outside, but we're looking at maybe the mindset or the mind we've carried about who and what we are. When I looked into dictionary.com, I found a couple of other definitions for identity, and I'm going to share them with you because I think they add to the idea. The first is this: the state or fact of remaining the same one or same ones as under varying aspects or conditions. And the illustration that they gave here for this was your fingerprints. So think about this. No matter where you go, your fingerprints are always one in the same. They're always recognizable. They don't change. Another definition for the word identity is this: the condition or character as to who a person is, the qualities, beliefs, etc., that distinguish or identify a person. Another one is this: the sense of self, providing sameness and continuity in personality over time and sometimes disturbed, as in schizophrenia, whatever that means. But I'd like to almost cut that last part off and say it's the sense of self, providing sameness and conformity in personality over time. So if that's the case, I want you to think of your purest self and think, ooh, no matter where I go, no matter what I do, I'm always the same. That's my identity. And last, as a definition, it's exact likeness in nature or qualities. Exact likeness. Some of the synonyms for the word identity include character, existence, identification, integrity, name, personality, status, coherence, distinctiveness, oneness, self, singleness, and uniqueness. And just to differentiate it from its opposite, the antonyms for identity would be difference, dissimilarity, or, I like this one, opposition. Opposition. So if you want to think about your identity, it's the very thing with which there is no opposition because you're always the same. Now, as I was contemplating this whole idea about identity, and I is for identity, and as we're going through this reversal process, as we're preparing to move from one era into another, there was another word, a very old word that I had heard years ago for a specific reason that came back to my remembrance. And it has everything to do with this idea of identity. And here's the word: sincerity. Sincerity. Now you might be saying to yourself, how do I even figure out who I am? How do I discern what I really am, what I really believe, why I behave the way I do, or how I'm projecting myself? Is it me? Is it someone else other than me? Is it my true identity? Is it not? Let me give you the definitions for sincerity, because I want you to realize that as we go through this process and we are coming back, even as we're unraveling and undoing a lot of our past, we're coming back to our original identity. The word sincerity, I hope, will make you feel extremely hopeful. The definitions for sincerity include this: the quality of being free from pretense, deceit, hypocrisy, or duplicity. Imagine that. Free from pretense, deceit, hypocrisy, or duplicity. Another definition for sincerity is honesty in intention or in communications. And lastly, it's the idea of earnestness. The synonyms for sincerity include these, and I want you to think about each one of them as your original and future you, okay? They include candor, earnestness, frankness, genuineness, goodwill, impartiality, probity, reliability, trustworthiness, truthfulness, veracity, artlessness, heart, honor, innocence, justice, openness, singleness, wholeheartedness, bona fides, good faith, and guilelessness. When I looked into the origin of the word sincerity, went back to the 1500s, and it means to be free from pretense or falsehood. The actual root means of one growth, not a hybrid, unmixed, whole and intact. I want you to almost think about maybe someone genetically modifying your DNA. And you think, whoa, I'm not quite sure that I like what I've become. I'd love to know what my origin was like. I'd love to know what my original identity was like. And the original etymology for this word sincerity include these words, whole, W-H-O-L-E, as if complete and entire. It also means clean, pure, uninjured, unmixed, sound, genuine, pure, true, candid, and truthful. Now, as you give yourself a little bit of time to consider today's word, identity, with the letter I, and going backwards through the alphabet of the things we've learned to date in our lives, and you're unwinding, maybe you're thinking to yourself, whoa, Maura, I'm not sure about this process of unwinding, unraveling, separation from all these things that I've acquired or brought on myself. You might be saying to yourself, yikes, I'm not only uncomfortable with the thought, but my ego, my emotions, and all the attachments are making me feel uncertain. Well, you can go through the process and you can think, oh, I don't want it. Or you can refocus. You can think instead of the hope, the freedom, the sense of simplicity, renewal, or even the rediscovery of the original and the genuine you that has no additives. That's the original. Imagine something so pure and so guileless and so wonderful and amazing. Well, I encourage you to get ready. Be committed to the ride and keep the faith. There is not only a light, but there's also life at the end of this tunnel. There's a brand new tomorrow that awaits. And guess what? It's waiting for you. Until the next time, this has been Maura with Maura for You. Take care.